Hey everyone, it's Travis. Usually we have our episode out every Tuesday, right? Today we're going to do an emergency podcast. It's not going to be very long, five-ish minutes, because we just heard today, Thursday, July 8th is when I heard this news, that Fed Loan Servicing is being fired, / Fed Loan Servicing is refusing to accept another contract extension with the Department of Education past December 2021. We're going to know a lot more in the coming days and weeks. I wanted to do this quick hit emergency podcast because I wanted people to just quickly hear my thoughts and why you shouldn't panic, okay? So we are hearing this news in July. 6 months from now, Fed Loan Servicing is not going to extend its contract. So in other words, Department of Ed would have really liked to ask Fed Loan to stay on through the restart of student loan payments. Fed Loan Servicing is saying, screw you, Department of Education, I'm not interested. This is very surprising. Just because Fed Loan is essentially this giant agency that grew way bigger than I think that the people who put in for it intended it to grow, I think that they didn't know really what they were getting themselves into either. And now they service like over 10 million borrower accounts. So what does this mean for you? It means in December, after December, you're going to have a new servicer take over your old loans. The transfer of data from Fed Loan Servicing to a new student loan servicer is probably going to be really, really messy. The good news is this, your data is stored in the NSLDS data file. That's a central data bank that all the servicers pull from, and it's run by the Federal Student Loan Office. I would think that this would give a lot of consumer advocates ammunition to say that the student loan interest and payment pause should go even longer than an extra 3 months past September. Kind of what I'm expecting right now is January 31st to be the last day of the interest and payment pause. I think there's a chance that it goes longer than that too because of this news, because Department of Education is totally unprepared for this. They don't have a backup plan. They don't have a student loan servicer that can really handle this job. This is a huge job servicing public service loan forgiveness, as well as all these IDR type plans that are not part of public service loan forgiveness. So what does this mean if you're a PSLF borrower? Should you panic? The answer is no. What I would do is this. I would, at some point between now and December, go log into FedLoan and save off copies of everything relevant and important to a folder that you have in your Google Drive or Dropbox or your iCloud account. Just make a folder called FedLoan and just save off any important PDFs in there, such as your latest, you know, ECF form, for example. For reviews, there's going to be a lot of people, I would imagine, that will submit for review requests in November, right before they're fired. Fed Loan's probably not going to get to all those requests. So what I would probably say is submit a review request right now just to get current so that you can have a current file showing your PSLF progress. It couldn't hurt. You don't have to do this because the NSLDS data file does show that you're in an income-driven plan from a certain date, and you can submit for PSLF much, much later, and you know they'll just look at the NSLDS and see if you had enrolled in an income-driven plan and if you had employment that qualified under PSLF. I mean, this is big news. I think this is going to spook a lot of people, because which is why I'm doing this emergency pod. It's our first emergency podcast that I've ever done. The reason is because there's very few things in student loans that are truly emergencies, because you can always plan for it and it's a long developing thing. It's nothing that needs immediate action generally. This is one of those things where it doesn't need immediate action, but it definitely needs your attention over the coming months, because you're going to get a new bill from a new company you probably maybe have not heard of before, and it's going to be a little jarring to a lot of people, especially people who have had a lot of data problems and inconsistencies that Fed Loan Servicing has thrown at them. So I think that Fed Loan Servicing just basically saying, I don't want to do this anymore, is a real power move, honestly, because what if Navient did that too? Like if Fed Loan Servicing and Navient both just said like, hey, we're giving you notice, we're refusing under any circumstances to accept extensions on our contracts, you know, that would put the Department of Education in an impossible situation, because they have no choice but to rely on these servicers to manage the portfolio, because the Department of Education is not set up to have tens of thousands of people working on really, frankly, lower wages, right? Like minimum wage, not minimum wage, but like very much working class type jobs that are not on the GS scale, that not subject to federal government benefits and time off and stuff, right? These are contracting jobs and they really don't pay very well, which is why a lot of cases people get really bad customer service support, because these jobs are not very sought after jobs, particularly when you have a labor market that's red hot. Who wants to get yelled at on the phone by someone that's upset, rightfully so, about their payment count being wrong on their student loan forgiveness application? So this is intense. I mean, I don't know necessarily if this is job security for us, to be honest. I think it's certainly a lot of interesting content that we'll need to come out with to get you answers. That's what I'm going to focus on, is just supporting our community through this transition process from FedLoan away to a new servicer that is yet to be determined. I would imagine, though, this probably has the Department of Education really scrambling, because this is not good news for the new chief of the FSA office, Richard Cordray, ally of Senator Warren, kind of said that he was going to give the servicers sort of a little bit of an extension on their contracts, but then it was going to be no more business as usual. And FedLoan kind of beat him to the punch and said, you know what, we would just rather not work with the Department of Education at all, because this job is just a job that they don't want to do. Now, FedLoan's a not-for-profit servicer, actually. They don't necessarily have a profit motive in this, believe it or not. And so some of the other ones, like Navient, are for-profit servicers. So I don't know. It's just a really bizarre situation. So we'll be following this for you. Definitely take advantage of the Student Loan Planner podcast voicemail on this. I'd love to hear your questions so we can address some of them. So go to studentloanplanner.com/voicemail to leave some questions, if you have it, about this transition process away from FedLoan to a new servicer, what it means for PSLF, what it means for people not in PSLF that have FedLoan accounts, etc. So definitely take advantage of studentloanplanner.com/voicemail. You can just press that record button on your mobile phone and leave a quick, like, 10-second question, and we'll answer as many of them as we can in an upcoming episode. So that's all we're speculating if I talk too much more beyond this. So thank you for today's Emergency Pod episode, and the Tuesday episode will come out, the full episode will come out normally as scheduled. Thanks, everybody.